You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thursday, December 21st, 2023. Welcome to the NFL Fantasy Football Show. It's me, your man, MG Marcus Grant, with my guy, Michael F. Florio. Today, we are previewing the rest of the Week 16 slate, and we're giving you our fantasy heroes. But first, serving up some hot takes. What is your hot take for Week 16?
Week 16 in SoFi, right across there, where I will be the get-right game for Stephon Diggs. I know since Joe Brady has taken over as OC, he is averaging just 10 fantasy points per game. 3 of those 4 games, he has not even been a top 50 wide receiver. I don't care. The Chargers are in the top 4 in yards, touchdowns, and fantasy points allowed to wide receivers. My logic last week with Devontae Adams was, I could live with it if he gives me a dud in a great matchup. I don't want to live with myself if I sit him. That is exactly how I feel about Stephon Diggs this week and what is a great matchup. And I think with this being a game where the Bills will probably score a lot of points, they know the chatter going on around Stephon Diggs right now. I think they are going to make it an emphasis to try to get him the ball.
I absolutely think they're going to try to get him the ball. Side note, I think Gabe Davis is a sleeper this week.
Ooh.
I just think they find ways to get him the ball. I know he's been like our cardio king of the week like 5 times or whatever it is on Fantasy Live. You can't be cardio king of the week if you're not running a lot of routes. I think this is the week Gabe Davis gets some targets as well. My hot take, though, that's not my hot take. My hot take for the week is that Dak Prescott and Tua Tagovailoa combined for 7 touchdown passes when they face off. You know what? Let's get even spiced. Let's just make it 8, right? Let's just make it an even number. Say 8 touchdown passes between Dak and Tua. This is going to be a really fun game between two teams that have winning records, but the big knock on both of them is that they struggle against good teams. So we'll find out whether or not one of these teams is actually good. I'm not really sure. But either way, I do expect a lot of offense between the explosive Dolphins and a Cowboy offense that has been red hot. Forget what happened, you know, last week against the Bills. This is still a very good Cowboy offense. So I think both these quarterbacks light it up this week. Diving into the afternoon Sunday games, I guess late games on Sunday if you're on the East Coast. But either way, Jaguars at the Buccaneers, matchup of two Florida teams. The Jags, they've been off and on. The Buccaneers, right now, they are the 4 seed in the NFC. Baker Mayfield, though, has been hot. Are there some quarterbacks? There are definitely quarterbacks you would play over him, but who are some guys that you might be streaming ahead of Baker Mayfield?
I would play Baker this week over Jordan Love. I would play him over Russell Wilson, Gardner Minshew, Sam Howell. Him versus Kyler Murray, I would play him over Kyler Murray, which might sound crazy to some. Joe Flacco. So all the streaming options, he is my favorite of all of those guys. But some others like Russ, like Kyler, like Love, who you probably have been starting some weeks. I think if Baker's out there or if you have him already, you can go and plug him in. He brings a safe floor most weeks. And lately we've been getting a high ceiling and the Jags secondary has given up a whole bunch of production through the air.
All right. I'll ask you this one, though. Trevor Lawrence, right now he's in concussion protocol. We'll see if he plays. But if he does go, would you play Trevor or would you play Baker?
I would play Trevor, but I think if you have Trevor Lawrence, just get Baker Mayfield on your roster right now if he's out there, because you don't have to wait. They play in the same game, and then you could take it down to the minute and decide on Trevor Lawrence.
I might play Baker over Trevor. Yeah, I don't know, go back. But the Bucks are a good matchup for quarterbacks.
That's the only thing.
So maybe I would play Trevor. But Baker right now is probably the top streaming option for quarterbacks this week. Look, he's playing well, right? I know he was an easy punchline at the start of the season. We're like, why would you trust Baker Mayfield? But Baker has done some really good things. And I think if you're looking for a quarterback to fill in, he's a guy you should really, really target this week. Cardinals at the Bears. I thought last week you should get away from James Conner. I said you should sit him, and he ended up having a pretty good game. He's had one of the better running back games against the 49ers this year. Another tough matchup on paper. The Bears have been very good against the run. Do we trust that James Conner can back up last week's performance?
I think with the way that he's played the last two games, you have to play him. And he had the 86 yards and the touchdown on the ground against the Niners. The game before that against the Steelers, 105-2. The issue is the Bears, as good as they are against the run, struggle against pass-catching running backs. And for some reason, James Conner can't get it going as a receiver this year. They tried three targets to him last week. He caught all three of them for 3 yards. So I'm hoping maybe for a couple more dump offs that more successfully go his way. But I have Conner in a league, and my other options are like Jaylen Warren and deeper options. I'm playing James Conner over all of them.
I think I'm playing James Conner now. And I liked him coming into the season. He got off to a really good start, got hurt, unfortunately, middle of the year. And 2 weeks ago, I was worried because he came back and they were rotating guys. He didn't see that much time. But since then, it's gone back to him being the workhorse again. And volume certainly counts for something. And he really has just been more explosive than I think we anticipated him being this year. So I would give him another shot. I know the matchup again, like I said, not great on paper. But the way Conner is playing, I think he's worth putting in your lineups this week. Cowboys at the Dolphins. This one should be a whole lot of fun. 4:25 p.m. Eastern on Fox. This one, I imagine, is going to be on a lot of TV screens across the country. Who are you not playing in this game?
You're playing Dak. I think you're playing Tua. Tua just showed us he could go off in great matchups, even without Tyreek Hill. You're playing Hill if he plays Waddle. You're CeeDee Lamb. I think Jake Ferguson is in play. I'll get away from the defenses, that's for sure. I've been saying it for a while. The Cowboys' defense is they're bullies, man. They beat up on lesser offenses, and then when they play the higher end offenses, they struggle to get 5 fantasy points. The Dolphins defense have been the best defense the last 5 weeks. I don't care. Look at who they've played. This is by far their hardest test. Maybe the fringe options like Brandon Cooks you could get away from, but I still think like Tony Pollard, Ferguson, and all your regular Cowboys, you're playing.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, the guys I'm not playing are like, you know, Michael Gallup and I don't know, whoever they're... Durham Smythe.
Yeah, get know, away from him.
Like that. Those are the guys I'm not playing. But if they have been in your lineup throughout the year, I'm not worried about the matchup at this point. I'm believing in these two respective offenses. Even, you know, just putting aside what happened to the Cowboys last week, I put that aside. I believe in what this offense has been since their bye week, and I'm starting all those pieces. I would start Brandon Cooks this week, too. I think he's going to see a lot more targets because I expect this game to be very back and forth. Meanwhile, we got a holiday classic. It's going to be the Patriots at the Broncos. That is a game you can see at 8:15 p.m. Eastern on NFL Network. I know that it's not maybe the sexiest matchup on paper. There are some pieces, though, that might be intriguing to fantasy managers. Are you worried about any of the Broncos on that side? On the other side, would you stream Hunter Henry?
Yeah, I am worried about the Broncos. I know the Patriots defense looks like one that in the past you'd be like, okay, we could pick on this Patriots defense. I don't know. Like, I have Russell Wilson as a sit this week because he's had a string of good matchups as of late, and he's still just been giving us safe floors, 15, 16 fantasy points. But now he gets the Patriots since week 10. The only quarterback to score over 16 against them is Mitchell Trubisky. They held Mahomes to 16, Justin Herbert and Gardner Minshew to single digits. And then they've been extremely stingy against the run. So I have Javonte Williams as a sit this week as well. As for Hunter Henry, I do think he's in play as a streaming option because 3 touchdowns the last 2 weeks, clearly who they look for in the red zone. And then Broncos, you saw what Sam Laporta did to them. They just get torched by tight ends.
And the Broncos have been awful against tight ends all year long. And yeah, I mean, Hunter Henry has been great. There's a big asterisk there, right? I mean, when you factor in the relative ungoodness of the Patriots offense. I'm not even sure if that's a phrase or a sentence that I just put together, but the fact that the Patriots have not been very good, but Hunter Henry getting a lot of opportunities. He's the guy getting the looks, especially when they get down near the end zone. So that combined with the matchup, I'm absolutely starting him. You know, weird thing about Russ Wilson this year is he has not played poorly, right? He's been a lot better than he was last year. And there have been a few times I've tried to make him a sleeper. It just seems like no matter what the situation, Russ is just kind of hanging out around 15 to 17 points all year. He lives in a tiny house, right? Like the floor and ceiling are really close together for Russell Wilson, which isn't necessarily great. So I don't think I start him, and maybe I start Cortland Sutton, and that's kind of it.
And if you're giving me 15, 16 points in a game against the Lions where you gave up five touchdowns and have to throw, it could be like a slow pace, like rock fight kind of game between the Broncos and the Patriots.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be aesthetically pleasing, but should be worth checking out, though, because, again, there's some fantasy players of note in that game. Going to step away for a quick break. Stick around for more of the NFL Fantasy Football Show.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we push against typical societal norms. We embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful, providing a space for raw, unfiltered conversations that celebrate vulnerability and allow you to tune in to share, connect, and find comfort together.
Our tears come as a way to let us release what we can't hold anymore.
I trust that no one's ever going to find out those deepest, darkest secrets. Yeah,
it's been a hard day. She walks out, and this is what she looks like.
Oh my gosh, give her an Oscar!
Listen to A Really Good Cry with me, Radhi Devlukia, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Over to Monday. It is a Christmas Day triple header in the league, starting with the Raiders and the Chiefs. That's at 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The Raiders looked amazing last week. I feel like that had more to do with the Chargers being terrible than the Raiders specifically being great. Definitely a tougher matchup, right? Whereas the Chargers are really just hanging on by a thread. They are still mathematically alive. The Chiefs do have a whole lot to go for. So in that situation, are there any Raiders players you feel comfortable starting?
I still think you have to start Devontae Adams. The volume is going to go, it is going to be too good to get away from. Josh Jacobs said we got positive news from him on Wednesday. Antonio Pierce said it looks like he expects him to play this week. So, I think he is in play as well. It's the secondary options. Like, I looked at Jacoby Myers and I was like, he got the production last week because of a passing touchdown. And I know he caught one, but again, it's a much harder matchup now. So like him, Hunter Renfrow, Michael Mayer, who looked good the other day, Aiden O'Connell looked good. I'm getting away from all of those guys. I just think it's Devontae and Jacobs are bust.
Pretty much. That's pretty much it. Everybody else has been really hard to figure in that offense.
Yes.
You know, Hunter Renfrow was like making a comeback for a couple of weeks, but that's just not trustworthy. So you're right. It's Devontae Adams. It's Josh Jacobs. Everybody else can probably be left on your bench for this one this week. The Giants and the Eagles, that one 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Monday. You can see that one on Fox. The Eagles have lost 3 in a row now, including that one in shocking fashion to the Seahawks on Monday night. The Giants, look, obviously Tommy DeVito has been the story. He's been fun. They've been, you know, kind of amusing to watch and talk about. Is this a get right spot, though, for that Philadelphia offense?
I hope so, because this, like, they miss Shane Steichen bad in Philly right now. Their offense is predictable, and watching them, it just seems like every game they're just playing to go first down, first down, first down, and then tush push. Like, Where's the explosiveness in this offense? So against the Giants team that they know very well, that they're going to see twice in the next three games, and who Jalen Hurts and co have a history of success against, I'm hoping that not only do we get the usual rushing production out of Jalen Hurts, I want some long balls to Smith and to Brown, and maybe get Dallas Goedert involved. Like, this Eagles offense should be one of the best in the league. I'm very hopeful that it looks like that this week.
I just think getting through that gauntlet is going to change things for the Eagles, right? I mean, they went through a stretch. They played the Cowboys twice. They played the Niners. They played the Bills. They played the Chiefs. I mean, they went through one of the more difficult stretches I've ever seen in an NFL schedule. They're through that now, right? The next 3 weeks, they get the Giants, the Cardinals, and the Giants again. That alone seems like it's going to do wonders for this team getting back on track. Look, you would hope that Jalen Hurts can get a little bit healthier, but that's really impossible to do when you were playing football every single week. This does feel like a chance, though, for the Eagles to sort of get things rolling again. You weren't not playing A.J. Brown or Devonta Smith. You were probably playing DeAndre Swift anyway. Now you're just hoping that the matchup means better production for all those guys.
And they need wins, so they need to keep that foot on the gas, hopefully.
That loss took them from being the 2 seed to the 5 seed. I mean, that was a big fall, just losing that game to Seattle this past week. And we end with what could be the marquee game of the week, Monday Night Football. It is the Ravens at the 49ers. Both these defenses are very good. Both these offenses are pretty good. Do you just stick with your studs in this one?
Yep. Look, you play Lamar Jackson, unless you have another very good option. My 49ers, I'm starting all of them. Purdy, CMC, Ayuk, Debo, George Kittle, all of them starts. For the Ravens, you could get away from like Gus Edwards, I think, in this one. You could get away maybe from Beckham or Zay Flowers, depending on your options. I do think you start Isaiah Likely in this one. I'll tell you the one I'm getting away from, the Ravens defense. The 49ers have not allowed double-digit fantasy points to a single defense this year. And when they face good ones, they put up negative points like the Eagles and the Cowboys.
Yeah, look, I'm starting all my 49ers. you know, that goes sort of without saying. So Kittle, Debo, Ayuk, CMC, Purdy, all those guys I'm starting. I know it's not a great matchup on paper. I still believe that Gus Edwards can have a good game. I think the added volume with no Keaton Mitchell will help. And maybe just what we saw last week against the Cardinals, where James Conner and Amari DiMercato had big plays, that might give you a little bit more confidence. And I think this game's going to be close. Part of why the Niners have been hard to run on is because they keep getting out to these big leads and forcing teams to throw the football, so there's just not a lot of opportunities to run it. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think the Ravens keep this close enough that the run game remains in play, so I do like Gus Edwards in this one. Would you start Lamar Jackson or Brock Purdy?
Brock Purdy. Would you start? I was just going to say, we were playing the Baker game earlier. Would you go Baker over Lamar?
No.
I don't think I would.
No, I couldn't do that. Because Lamar could always rip off, 80 rushing yards or something like that. So
my thing with Purdy is, like, I know the Ravens secondary is so good, but, like, are they going to be able to stop Kittle and CMC and Debo and Ayuk? Highly unlikely.
There's just so many places to go with the football. You can't defend them all.
As someone who's facing Debo in, I think, 3 leagues this week, please, Ravens, focus in on him of anyone.
slow down Debo. Let everybody else go free. Whatever. We'll see how that works. But should be a lot of fun and a great way to wrap up Christmas Day in the NFL. It's time to see who will deliver, presented by Uber Eats. These are the guys who are going to lead you not just to victory, but into championship week. So this is a big week for the Fantasy Avengers. Who will come to your rescue in week 16?
We've spoke about him a lot this week, this show, but I'm going to go spicy and say Bijan Robinson, because I think Arthur Smith realized, hey, I kind of hurt myself and my team and their playoff chances by not using Bijan more. And the thing is, the Colts are such a good matchup. 8th most rushing yards, 2nd most rushing touchdowns, 4th most fantasy points per game. They struggle against pass catching running backs as well. Bijan is so explosive that if he gets the volume like that we're hoping for, 20 something opportunities, maybe even, I could see him going off and being a top 10 running back once again this week.
I would love it. I would love to see it. And hopefully last week, after all the criticism, Arthur Smith decides to sort of change his mind on his approach. For me, my fantasy hero, it's the Colts defense. We don't really talk about defenses in that regard, but a lot of us have been saying for weeks now that the Colts were the defense you wanted to pick up and stream throughout the fantasy playoffs. They have a ton of good matchups. This was one of them before we even knew that Taylor Heinicke was going to take over as the starting quarterback. So I expect that they are going to be able to get pressure up front. I suspect that Taylor Heinicke is going to throw one or two balls to the wrong color jersey. The Colts quietly could be that defense that helps you win a fantasy championship. So if you were able to snag them off the waiver wire, you are certainly starting them this week. And on the off chance they're still hanging around on the waiver wire, then I think you go grab them and I think you plug them into your lineup. So we will see what they can do against Atlanta. That was Who Will Deliver, presented by Uber Eats, where you can get almost anything. The official on-demand delivery partner of the NFL. Order now. Plenty of big games coming up this week. I know you said you're going to be at the Bills and Chargers on Saturday. Any other ones that you really have your eye on this week?
For me, it's a very few teams. Like the Lions, Bills, Rams are huge for all my fantasy teams. And then Cowboys, Dolphins, Ravens, 49ers. Like most of my weeks are going to be determined by those six games or whatever it is.
I have a feeling that's going to be a lot of people. Like if you've gotten this far, it's because a handful of players on the really good teams have carried you there. So those are the games you're going to keep an eye on. I'll definitely be watching Ravens, 49ers. Very interested in this Cowboys, Dolphins game because it just feels like it's going to be fun. More than anything. So that's one I'll be definitely trying to check out coming up this week. And also be sure to check out the Holiday Classic on Sunday night between the Patriots and the Broncos. You can see that exclusively on NFL Network, streaming on NFL Plus as well. In the meantime, that is it. We are done. We appreciate you hanging out with the NFL Fantasy Football Show. You know the drill. Tell two friends to tell two friends. Rate, review, and remember, always forgive your enemies. Nothing annoys them as much. Be safe. Take care of yourselves. Happy Christmas, everybody. And we'll talk to you again real soon.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Calling all men. When was the last time you had a really good cry? A recent survey found that women cry on average 5 times a month, while men cry on average only once a month. Studies have shown that crying can support your mental, your physical, and your emotional health. I'm Radhi Devlukia, and on my podcast, A Really Good Cry, we embrace the real, the messy, and the beautiful. Listen to A Really Good Cry on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.